Kenny, thanks for coming over to jackfm.com, listening to the calls of the day, the podcast. You're the best. Appreciate it. Here we go.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
It's Karina.
What do you got going on today?
I am sewing my husband a nice, fluffy, warm pair of pajama pants.
Really?
Really. It's not funny. He's jealous of my pajama pants, so I'm making him a pair.
No, I think that is awesome.
Yeah, a nice polar fleece, you know, nice, soft and fluffy.
That is true love. I mean, that doesn't happen much anymore. You don't. It's not often you say to somebody, what are you doing today? I'm making my husband pants.
Exactly.
Gold star for you today.
Oh, thank you very much. You just made my day.
Harvey, what's going on?
I'm picking up my daughter from daycare, and then we're going to go home. I'm going to make lunch, and then I'm going to work for a while. I'm an artist.
So what kind of art do you do?
I'm a totem pole carver, and I work in gold and silver jewelry.
So do you make rings and stuff like that?
Rings, bracelets, pendants. In gold and silver.
How often do you make something and go, I just want to keep that for myself?
I don't really get to that point.
Really?
I've been at it for a long time.
I think if I was an artist, that would be the problem. Everything I would do, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to keep that for myself.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day. Remember when you used to make mixtapes for people? I'd start making a mixtape and then I'd be like, I'm keeping this.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep it for so long and get worn out.
Hey, Sherry, how was your weekend?
Long.
Long? Oh, I like a long weekend. That's awesome.
No, not long as in wonderful long. Long as in too many kids in the house.
So you're a mom, obviously.
Yeah, 9 teenage girls bounced around my house for 3 days.
9?
9.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Nope. 12 and 13-year-old girls bouncing through my home.
Wow, you're a rock star. You know what's funny? I you know what I said to my kid yesterday? I can't believe I said it. This hurts me more than it hurts you. It's official. I've turned into my dad.
Boy or girl?
A boy. Oh, yeah. We're at that stage where I'm not cool anymore, right?
Oh, I hit that one. Mine turned 12.
But you know that feeling when you say something to your kids and you go, man, this is something I said when I was young I would never do to my kids. And now you're saying the exact same thing. It's crazy. Michelle Point, the winner of the Sandals Grand Antigua trip this morning. You pumped?
Oh, that's an understatement. Yeah, cloud 9, ear to ear grin. I can't stop smiling.
Have you ever won a free vacation before?
Nope.
Who are you going to take?
My hubby.
What's his name?
Norman.
All right. Well, you guys are going to have a blast.
I know. I can't wait. I'm supposed to be at work. I'm working, supposedly, but I'm just on cloud 9, looking at pictures of Grand Antigua.
Be sitting on the beach, sipping margaritas.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Congratulations, Michelle.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, who's this?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, how was your weekend?
Pretty good.
What'd you get up to?
Got some reading done, watched a couple of movies.
Do you believe this is the last week in November?
I know. I'm in shock.
I honestly, I'm not even kidding when I say this. It feels like Halloween was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
There's still Halloween candy at my house.
Same here.
Like the kids haven't finished it yet. And I'm like, how are we talking about Christmas trees now?
Oh, I know.
Yes.
The guy in LA, his name is George. George has a website, and right now he's trying to prove the point that drinking too much sugar and caffeine isn't healthy.
Okay.
He's committed himself to a month-long challenge in which he'll drink 10 cans of Coke every day.
Yes.
To prove it's unhealthy.
Yes, no, I think George is stupid.
We all know that drinking 10 cans of pop a day isn't healthy. I think Coca-Cola themselves would say, hey guys, our product is great, but you might not want to drink too much of it daily.
Drink moderately. It's like everything preached from every alcoholic company. Well, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying, buddy. The only harm you're doing is to your own self, not,
yeah,
you know?
Not worth it. Sorry.
But then again, here we are talking about this guy in Vancouver.
96.9 Jack FM.